og i refleksion, og hvor vi tænker over, hvordan det har været at missionere for os.
So I came up with five points.
Jeg kom op med fem punkter.
Things that I learned while I was working there.
Ting som jeg har lært, mens jeg havde der.
But so what we did there, we worked with a group called Free Burma Rangers.
Og det vi lavede, det var, at vi arbejdede med Free Burma Rangers.
And we provided training and frontline care in the conflict areas in Burma.
Og vi lavede træning, og vi arbejdede på frontlinjen i konfliktzonerne i Burma.
And Burma's been going through a long civil war.
Og Burma er gennemgået en lang civil borgerkrig.
And it's gotten worse and worse lately.
Og det er værre på det sidste.
And But that goes into my first point, which is the safest place to be is right where God has, the safest place to be is right where God has called you to be.
So my first point is the safest place to be is where God has called you to be.
So back in 2007, when I was only 26 years old,
tilbage i 2007, da jeg kun var 26 år gammel,
and I had hair,
og jeg havde hår,
and I never woke up with a sore back.
Og jeg vågnede aldrig med en
I made plans to do a short-term mission trip to Asia and help the people of Burma.
Så planlagde jeg en kort missionstur til Burma for at hjælpe mennesker, eller til Asien for at hjælpe mennesker i Burma.
I knew it could be dangerous going in a war zone and remote jungles of Burma.
Jeg vidste, det måske kunne være lidt farligt at tage til øde steder i Burma.
And I don't know how to explain it, but the best I can is when, So after I got there, I realized this is where I should be.
Så efter jeg ankom, så fandt jeg ud af, det her, hvor jeg skal være.
And the best way I can explain that is if you ever go to a store and you're trying to find a good pair of pants that fit.
Og den bedste måde, jeg kan forklare det på, det er, hvis man tager en butik, og man prøver at få bukser på, som man kan købe.
And you try on like five pair.
Man prøver fem på bukser, og
and then you try on a six pair, and you're like,
prøver man det sjette par, tænker jeg,
Those are good pants.
Det er nogle gode bukser.
And that's how I felt, going into Asia and Burma.
Og det var sådan, det føltes, da jeg kom til Asia og Burma.
And yeah, Burma is dangerous.
Og Burma er farligt.
And I don't know what God's plan is.
Og jeg ved ikke, hvad Guds plan er.
I just know that serving him in Burma just fits.
Jeg ved bare, at da jeg var i Burma, så passede det bare.
And I would rather trust God than worry about what or where is dangerous.
Og jeg vil hellere stole på Gud, end at tænke på, hvor der er farligt at være.
So, that was my first one.
Så det var nummer et.
My second one.
Vi tror, vi ikke har brug for Gud.
And we don't seek him out.
Og vi ikke søger ham.
Then he will wait patiently.
Så vil han vente tålmodigt.
Until we ask him.
Indtil vi spørger.
We are not God.
Vi er ikke Gud.
We do not know or understand even a fraction of what he does.
Vi ved ikke, og vi forstår ikke bare en lille smule af, hvad han gør.
We need to ask him first to help us make the best decision.
Vi skal spørge ham først for os at tage det rigtige valg.
And I've learned that when you do call out to God, he answers.
Og jeg har lært, at når man kalder efter Gud, så svarer han. Når man spørger, så svarer han.
It's not always the answer you think it's going to be.
Det er ikke altid det svar, vi regner med, at det er.
Or the timing is going to be.
Eller tidslinjen.
But he doesn't abandon us.
Men han efterlader sig.
So, that was my second point.
Så det var den.
Third point.
Nummer tre. Ask.
Is that we are missionaries to everyone.
Det er, at vi er missionærer til alle.
Not just the people we feel called to minister.
Ikke kun dem, vi føler os kaldet til at være en mission for.
And this was a constant tension with us and some of the missionaries we work with.
Og det var en konstant tension. Spænding mellem dem, vi arbejder sammen. Nogle af de missionærer, som vi arbejder sammen.
You know, we moved to Asia to bring help, hope, and love to the people of Burma.
Vi flyttede til Asia for at bringe hjælp, håb og kærlighed til mennesker i Burma.
And to be missionaries to people in war zones or in dangerous places.
Og for at være missionær til dem, der var i krigszoner og farlige steder.
And these people have so much need and are in such a desperate place.
Og de her mennesker har virkelig nogle behov, og de er i desperat behov for hjælp.
And honestly, it was pretty easy to be missionaries to them.
Og helt ærligt var det faktisk meget nemt at være missionær for dem.
We forgave them easily when they did something wrong.
Vi tilgav dem, når de gjorde noget forkert.
And they loved us so much, it was easy to love them back.
Og de elskede os, og vi elskede dem tilbage.
The hard thing was to be missionaries to the other people we came across.
Men det svære var at være missionær til de andre mennesker, som var os.
Other missionaries or foreigners that came to work with us.
Andre missionærer og andre missionærer og andre udlændinge, som kom for at arbejde med os.
For whatever reason, it was so much harder to forgive them.
Af en eller anden grund var det meget svært at forgive dem.
Or even just, you know, living in Thailand and sitting all day long in the immigration office.
Eller at være i Thailand og sidde hele dagen på immigrationskontoret.
And try not to get frustrated and trying to be an example of what God is for those people.
Og prøve ikke at blive frustreret, og prøve også at være et eksempel for Gud til de mennesker.
And remembering that God calls us to be missionaries to all the nations.
Og prøve at minde os selv om, at Gud kalder os til at være missionærer for alle nationer.
Not just the ones we want to.
Ikke kun dem, vi vil være missionærer for.
Think of every encounter with a person as a chance to show them how much God loves them.
Tænk på enhver situation med et hvert menneske som en mulighed for at være og vise dem, hvordan meget Gud elsker dem.
Number 4.
Kan du lige beskrive
Georgia?
Ja. Nej, jeg kan læse den her.
Vi har min ben.
På min ben.
Jeg har nok også den.
Ej. Så tager jeg en kort pause. Så står vi godt, people er sådan på engelsk. Nej. Og så har jeg nogle skrevet. Det var Romerne 10:14, der står der: Men hvordan skal de påkalde ham, som de ikke er kommet til tro på? Hvordan skal de tro på ham, som de ikke har hørt om? Hvordan skal de høre uden at nogen prædiker? For den anden, 1. Korinther 16:24, står der: Fortæl om hans herlighed blandt folkene, om hans under blandt alle folk. Ja.
Number 4. Always thank God.
Altid tak Gud.
Ja,
det er så først. Og det er Kolossenserne 3:17, der står der: Hvor I end, hvad I end gør, i ord eller gerning, gør det alt sammen i Herren Jesu navn, og sig Gud, Fader, tak ved ham.
Right. It's important for us to understand that we are not God.
Det er vigtigt for os at forstå, at vi ikke er Gud.
He cares about us dearly, loves us dearly, but we are not.
Han holder rigtig meget af os, og elsker os rigtig meget, men vi er ikke Gud.
I think of a little kid like Silas, thinking that he was me.
Jeg tænker, et eksempel det er, hvis lille Silas tror, han er mig.
and feeling like he has as much knowledge and ability as I do.
Hvis han har lige så meget viden som jeg har.
That's probably a little bit like if we think that we are God.
Det er nok lige det, det er som hvis vi tror, at vi er Gud. Altså hvis Silas tror, at jeg er
the way I picture it. Okay.
Det.
So we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next year or.
Og vi ved ikke, hvad der skal ske i morgen eller næste år.
So or when our life will end.
Eller hvornår vores liv er slut.
So when something good happens, we need to remember to thank God.
Så når der er noget godt der sker, så skal vi huske at takke Gud for.
And when something you think is not good, also remember to thank God.
Og også når der sker noget der ikke er godt, så husk også at takke Gud for det.
Because in doing so, you admit that he is in control.
Fordi når vi gør det, så indrømmer vi, at han er i kontrol.
Not you, not me.
Ikke dig, ikke mig.
I have, this is true, I've prayed many times.
Jeg har bedt mange gange.
Thank you, God.
Tak, Gud.
I am so angry, and I'm not even sure what I'm thankful for.
Jeg er så vred, og jeg ved ikke engang, hvad jeg er taknemmelig for.
But I admit that you are in control, and so I want to thank you.
Men jeg indrømmer, at du er i kontrol, så jeg takker dig.
So a little story when this actually happened was when Benita and I were engaged.
Da Benita og jeg var
and there was a brief time where she called off the engagement.
Der var et øjeblik, hvor hun aflyste brylluppet.
And I just remember being very upset.
Jeg kan huske, at jeg var meget vred.
And one of my friends reminded me to thank God.
And he and me never mind him or thank God.
It was very counterintuitive.
Det var meget omvendt.
But I did it anyways.
Men jeg gjorde det alligevel.
Because I didn't know what God had in store for me.
Fordi jeg vidste ikke, hvad Gud havde planer for mig.
But I knew that He is good.
Men jeg ved, at han god.
And so I humbled myself and I thanked Him.
Så jeg ydmygede mig selv og jeg takkede ham.
And here we are.
Det var meget kort.
Be generous with things and time, it all belongs to God.
Vær generøs med ting og tid, det tilhører alle sammen Gud. Ja, så læser jeg nemlig fra 1. Johannes 3:17. Den, der har jordisk gods og ser sin bror lide nød, men lukker sit hjerte for ham, hvorledes skal Guds kærlighed blive i ham? Og så er det 24:1-2, der står der, jorden med alt, hvad den rummer, verden og dens beboere tilhører Herren, for han har grundlagt den på havene,
so this is something that I struggle with a lot.
Det er noget, jeg kæmper med at blive.
I feel like I have to relearn it like every day.
Jeg føler, at jeg hele tiden skal lære det igen og igen.
But the people in Burma have set such a godly example for me.
Men menneskene i Burma har sat sådan et gudsligt eksempel.
The people of Burma have so little.
Menneskene i Burma har så lidt.
I don't even think I convey how little they have.
Jeg tror ikke, jeg kan forklare, hvor lidt de har.
Maybe a couple pair of clothes.
Måske et par sæt tøj.
A pair of flip-flops.
Et par klipklapper.
A bamboo house.
Et bambushus.
A pig.
En gris.
And a bag of rice.
Og måske en sæk gris.
And everything they own, they can fit in a bag.
Alt det jeg har, det kan de have i en rygsæk. Måske en rygsæk.
And yet. And yet. Yeah. Why is that? Okay. And but still, like many times I've spent the night in their homes.
Og jeg har ofte brugt overnattet i deres hjem.
And they share their food.
Og de deler deres mad.
They give me their blanket.
De giver deres tæppe.
And their sleeping pad.
Og deres madras eller deres lækkermandlæg.
And they're just so generous.
Og de er bare så generøse.
I'm not that generous.
Det er jeg.
I wish I was.
Jeg vil ønske, jeg var.
But the people of Burma have set a really good example for what real generosity is.
Men de mennesker i Burma har sat et rigtig godt eksempel for, hvad generøsitet er.
There was one time a friend of mine from Burma who lives in Thailand now. I asked if I could borrow his car.
Der var en gang, hvor en af mine venner fra Burma, som bor i Thailand, og jeg spurgte ham, om jeg ville låne hans bil.
And he just laughed. He said, "Sure, it's God's car, anyways. It's not mine."
Og Mikkel bare sagde, "Selvfølgelig, det er Guds bil, det er det."
And that's just their attitude.
Og det er bare deres attitude.
And we need to have that attitude with everything that belongs to God.
Og vi bliver nødt til at have den attitude med alt, der tilhører Gud.
Everything belongs to God, and we are just His servants in charge of sharing God's stuff.
Og alt tilhører Gud, og vi er bare hans tjenere, som er blevet sat her for for at dele, hvad han har givet til os.
I had a hard day on Friday.
Jeg havde en hård dag i fredags.
So if you've ever tried living cross-culturally, I'm sure you can relate to how things are just harder when you're a foreigner.
Hvis I nogensinde har prøvet at leve i et andet land, så ved I godt, at det er svært. Så ved I godt, at det er svært, når man er udlænding.
So on Friday, I took the day off work, and I had a big list of just stuff I needed to get done.
Så jeg tog fri fra arbejde, og så havde jeg en lang liste af ting, jeg skulle have gjort.
And try to set up a bank account.
Jeg skulle
have
en bankkonto.
And get my
MitID
working. And just a bunch of stuff.
Alle mulige ting.
And it just took twice as long as it should have.
Og det tog bare dobbelt så lang tid, som det burde.
It was so frustrating.
Det var så frustrerende.
And you know, Benita, being Danish, she could have done it in half the time.
Og som dansker, så ville jeg kunne gøre det i halv den tid. Eller Benita kunne have gjort det i halv den tid.
And earlier in the week, I had to go to driver's school.
Og tidligere på ugen, så skulle jeg til køreskole.
And I had to sit there for 3 hours.
Jeg skulle sidde der i 3 timer.
As they lectured in Danish.
Og høre på dansk teori.
I didn't understand anything. And it's just so I can get a license. I already have a license.
Og det er bare så, jeg kan få et kørekort, men jeg har allerede et trænerkørekort.
But. So this was just weighing on me. Because I felt like, and this is what I told Benita when I came home from the driving school. I said it was such a waste of time.
Og jeg følte bare, at det var sådan en spild af tid, efter jeg var kommet ind for at køre undervisning.
It was a waste of my time.
Det var min spild af min tid.
And okay, so then Friday night I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about on Sunday?
Så fredag aften sad jeg og tænkte, hvad skal jeg snakke om?
And I woke up in the middle of the night.
Så vågnede jeg midt om natten.
And because I had already thought, okay, we need to talk about being generous.
Oh yeah, I'll have to take a risk to snack up about generous.
And then I was like, you know what? This isn't my time.
I was thinking, what about you? It needs to then now.
It's like my friends. They're like, yeah, it's God's car anyway.
It's like my friends. I was like, yeah, they're like, who's being?
I need to think of it, if nothing else, just for my own sake, that this is God's time.
I have to take. Og ikke andet så for min egen skyld, at det her, det er Guds tid.
And I need to be generous with it.
Og jeg skal være generøs med det.
So, I didn't go on script, so I don't know where I am now. So, it's God's time, I need to be generous with it. But what I can do is I can choose how I'm going to react when something doesn't go my way.
Og så kan jeg så vælge at reagere, hvordan jeg reagerer, når noget går, som det ikke skal, eller som det skal.
Will I praise him or will I be bitter?
Vil jeg dog praise ham, eller vil jeg være bitter?
I really hope, and this is what I'm working on for myself.
Jeg håber virkelig, og det er noget, jeg arbejder på i mig selv.
Is that I'll be generous with all my things.
At jeg vil være generøs med alle mine ting.
And my time.
Og min tid.
And when things don't go my way, I'll still praise him.
Og når ting ikke går, som jeg ønsker, at jeg stadigvæk vil praise ham. So,
those are my 5 points. I was gonna go with 37 points, but it was a little hard to remember them all, so stop at 5. Alright, I'll say a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for this fellowship here. Thank you for this community. And I pray that the things that we learned in Burma can become part of our lives here. And that we can build each other up and be better followers of you and better at sharing your love to others.